Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Forgiveness is the most valuable gift in life. It is neither easily obtained nor easily given. It frees us from past wrongs and gives us hope for the future. It is for forgiveness' sake that Jesus Christ came to earth to die for mankind. John 3:17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." What man needs to know most about Jesus Christ is that he came into the world to forgive us our sins and to restore us to communion and peace with God. Those who minister in his name are called to the very same purpose in ministry of reconciliation. The recent Martin Scorsese movie, Silence, reveals this fact in stunning and stark detail. Silence is the story of two Portuguese Jesuit priests who traveled to Japan in the 17th century in an attempt to propagate Catholicism and to locate their mentor, who is rumored to have committed apostasy. Upon their arrival in China, they gain a Japanese guide named Kuchijiro, who is going to take them into Japan and give them safe passage. There were reports that over 300,000 Catholics in Japan when the Japanese began their systematic persecutions. This same Kichijiro had fled Japan in shame because he had denied Christ. Under historic persecution, he denied Christ by stepping on his wooden image and was released from further punishment. However, he had to stay and witness the murder of his whole family, who did not deny Christ, but remained faithful unto death. The denial of his Lord and the guilt he lived under placed him in a living prison of guilt, shame, and despair. Now, by the time the priests arrived, Japanese Christians were living in a tyranny of secluded villages, meeting in secret, and praying for a priest to come and baptize them, give them Holy Communion, and absolve them from their sins. Their faith was strong, but they longed for the peace and communion that the priest would give them as an icon of Christ amongst them, one who would live out the faith before them and give them absolution, baptism, and Holy Communion. The tension of the movie continually builds as their guide, Kichijiro, out of weakness and fear, double-crosses the priest to the authorities and immediately goes back to them begging for absolution, which the priest gives. Over the course of the rest of the movie, Kichijiro causes the loss of several faithful Japanese Christians, as well as Father Rodriguez's fellow priest, Father Garupe. Finally, the main character, Father Rodriguez, appears to be on his way to finding his mentor priest, when again, Kichijiro, out of weakness and fear, secretly turns him in to the authorities. Again, while under persecution, he steps on the image of Christ while the others remain faithful to death. As he watches helplessly from his hut, the rage and anger pour over Father Rodriguez at his Japanese tormentors, and especially at Kichijiro. As one watches this, the question we are forced to ask is, how is a priest to treat such a despicable, weak, and fearful person? In our gospel lesson this morning, we find the apostles gathered together on Easter evening. Their Lord had been crucified 2 days earlier, and his body was missing. They were gathered together with the doors shut for the fear of the Jews, when Jesus came and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." 3 days earlier, the disciples were with their Lord when Jesus told them, "You will fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you into Galilee." But Peter answered and said to him, "Even though all may fall away from you, I will never fall away." Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you that this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And then all of the disciples said the same thing. Yet over the course of the next 3 days, the disciples, out of fear, ran away, denied, and rejected Christ in the face of suffering and torment. After Christ's crucifixion, Joseph of Arimathea secretly asked Pilate, out of fear of the Jews, if he could take the body of Jesus. Nicodemus, who also had met Jesus at night for fear of the Jews, came and prepared Jesus' body for burial. In fact, when Jesus was condemned, almost all of his disciples rejected him and lived in fear of the authorities and what they might do to those who held on to their faith in Jesus. But on Easter evening, Jesus comes to his disciples, not with judgment, or with accusations of apostasy or unbelief. He comes to his disciples and he offers them peace, absolution. He shows them his hands and his side and gives them again his assurance of peace. Then Jesus breathes upon them the power of the Holy Spirit to administer that same authority that he had just given to them, the authority to declare the absolution of mankind's sin and peace. Jesus' ministry was one of reconciliation with God and man. And in that moment, the disciples who had denied their Lord at the most crucial time were given the grace of forgiveness and restoration by their Master and Lord. Now they were called to carry out the same ministry throughout the world, forgiving mankind our sins and our trespasses and restoring us back to God. The main role of a priest is to offer sacrifices to God and to give absolution to God's people. The priest has the same feelings about injustice and evil that the next person has. The priest gets frustrated with a person's constant relapses into sin without any sense of remorse. The priest bears all insults, offenses, lies, slander, and sin in general because he is not called to judge the world. He is called to offer forgiveness, reconciliation, direction, peace to God's people. After the latest denial by Kichijiro and murder of the faithful innocent Japanese Christians, Father Rodriguez knelt and he cried out to God. His prayer was one of desperation. What was he to do? Should he deny Christ that he might save the others? Should he maintain his faith and watch as his people are being murdered one by one? And in his desperate cry, he asked God, "Why did you send me here? What is my purpose? Give me some kind of sign to demonstrate what I'm here to do." And in the silence of his desperate plea to God for direction, Father Rodriguez hears a voice outside his hut, kneeling, crying, and pleading, "Father, forgive me." It was the voice of Kichijiro. The role of a priest is to offer absolution, forgiveness to sinners. Without forgiveness, we have no peace. We have such a great high priest that not only has reconciled us to God through his own perfect sacrifice for the sins of the whole world, but through baptism and Holy Communion, he restores fellowship with God and has made a complete fellowship with God through a real participation in his body and blood. Christ has made peace with God and man through his atonement And now, through regeneration and the Holy Communion, mankind is truly being restored to his original image, faith by faith. Those of us who are called into holy orders are called to follow in our Lord's footsteps, reconciling us to God. We baptize, we administer Holy Communion, and we give absolution so that man can continue in peace and fellowship by the power of the Holy Spirit. As a kingdom of priests, you and I are called into the world to give this radical forgiveness to others. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus instructs his disciples how to pray by giving them the Lord's Prayer. The next verse after the Lord's Prayer are the following words: "For if you do not forgive your brothers all his trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses." Forgiveness is the most valuable gift in life. It is especially called for when we are hurt and offended and angry and bitter. It is not necessary when there is no offense. It is the most Christ-like calling that we have in life. May God help us to follow in our Lord's footsteps and to be people that seek reconciliation through that most valuable gift of forgiveness. Amen. Now let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who says, "More blessed to give than to receive."